I'm going to take you on a short tour of jQuery UI and what better place to start than the jQuery UI website. Let's start off by taking a look at the effects and UI widgets provided by jQuery UI. They're broadly divided into interactions, widgets, and effects. We can look at a draggable interaction. It allows me to just, this is a div on the page, just grab it with my mouse and drag it around the page. This is actually enabled if we view the source. We have a plain old div. And we just do a jQuery selector and call draggable on it. Draggable is a function provided by jQuery UI. It's that simple. All of a sudden, the div is draggable. We can also look at making it drop, that something's droppable. Once again, the code is equally simple. We just specify draggable and droppable, as well as what to do when something is dropped on it. We can make divs resizable. We can make them selectable, as well as sortable. So we can merely move items up and down. You'll notice on the side here, there's also a variety of different examples, different effects that you can apply. So if you want to delay the start of a drag, so I grab this and it takes a bit. Same with this one. I have to drag it a certain distance before it's actually picked up. So all of these things are easily realizable using jQuery UI. Now the interactions are useful for building up more complex pieces, or you could imagine creating a web part-like portal using some of these pieces. The widgets are actually a lot more interesting. Let's take a look at the accordion widget. So the accordion widget, I've got a series of divs, and I can merely expand, select one to expand it. If I want to have it open on mouse over here, I'm not going to be clicking, I'm going to just mouse over, and they just merely pop up. I can also enable it to collapse content, so I can, previously in the default functionality, if I click on the title, nothing happens, but if I make the content collapsible, I can actually cause any of them to fold up. I've also got a nice advanced date picker. So if I click here, a date picker pops up. I can scroll through. This is all client-side JavaScript. I can select a date. It pops in. I can display that date picker in line rather than have it as a separate pop-up. I can have it populate an alternate field. I can display multiple months. Lots and lots of different ways. You can imagine an airline booking site, a flight booking site, being able to use these advanced date pickers, or doing room reservations for a hotel. Lots of places where you need a date picker. You can actually even localize the calendar. So here I've got a French calendar. So dates are displayed in French, Danish, traditional Chinese. Lots of different functionality available in the date picker. You can even restrict the date range. So if you only have certain allowable dates, I'm not allowed to select anything past the 12th of July or before the 13th of May. So lots of ways to use this. We'll come back and look at the dialogue in just a second. We've also got a progress bar. An animated progress bar, a resizable progress bar. So lots of different ways of displaying progress to the user. The tabs are, you got a series of tabs. These tabs can be filled in via AJAX requests. Right now, this is just three different divs that are going to be filled with content. I can open them on mouse over, rather than having to click, and I can even make them sortable. So I can actually reorder the tabs just by clicking and dragging. This is all available through jQuery UI. Now I said we've got the slider. So you got a slider control for data entry. You can do vertical sliders. So sort of a volume-like control. There's also the dialog box, which we'll be implementing in ScrewTurn. This is just a simple dialog. It looks like a dialog. I can resize it. You can make the dialog resizable or not resizable. We'll look in more detail at the modal dialog in ScrewTurn when we implement it in ScrewTurn. There's a variety of effects that we can apply. So we can add a class. So let's run the effect. So I'm actually changing the class, and it just gradually, gracefully resizes it. I can do the opposite of removing a class. There's also animation effects. So I can actually toggle animations, and you can see how it gradually morphs CSS properties from the start value to the end value. jQuery itself has hide and show effects built in, but these are much more advanced. I can do a blind effect to fold up. I can do, let's do the bounce effect. I can do a highlight, so I can run, so if you want to sort of highlight it and do a pulsate. So much more advanced than what comes in jQuery. jQuery just gives you a simple hide and show. Here you can actually, let's shake it. Many, many different ways to interact and get the user's attention. All of these effects are available using the shows as well. So let's do a size. So it can gradually fade in. Sort of a reverse explosion type effect. And there's various toggles that we can do as well. So it can toggle between showing and not showing. So rather than just it combining the show and the hide. So that gives you a feel for the interactions, widgets, and effects that are provided with jQuery UI. You can get some pretty advanced interactions that would be difficult to build, and they're just packaged right in. jQuery UI also comes with a theming framework. So all of these widgets, if you have a date picker, let's bring up our date picker again, and we'll just display it in line. I'm using the lightness theme right now, but there's also the darkness theme. It gives it a completely different, it reskins all of the UI elements. The JavaScript is all the same. It's just a different CSS and image file that you need. And you can actually even very easily create custom themes, which we will be looking at later on. So jQuery UI gives you tons of power to incorporate very advanced widgets into your websites very easily. And we'll be taking a look at that. And the team, the jQuery UI team, is always adding new widgets with every release so that different functionality, more and more functionality is available in the library. And remember, it's all built on top of jQuery. So all the techniques and effects that you are learning from jQuery are equally applicable and are often just simple function calls with maybe a hash table passed in to specify some effects like the date range for a calendar or the animation effect. So check it out, jQueryUI.com, play around with it, and throughout the rest of the article, we're going to look at how to incorporate some of these widgets, specifically the dialog, into ScrewTurn to make for a more full and rich user experience. Let's have a quick look at the major parts that form the solution for integration of the jQuery UI dialog widget into ScrewTurn Wiki. So starting off with the master page, you can see that I've included a link to the UI lightness style sheet. On the edit, I've removed the on before unload related code and replaced it with a simple JavaScript function enable pending changes warning. This is actually defined in a reusable location in an external JS file called ScrewTurnWiki.js. And this is automatically included. SkuTrain Wiki has this mechanism whereby all JavaScript files in the JS directory are automatically included in every page. So we just need to call enable pending changes warning. Here's the actual function definition. When the document is ready, so this is the standard jQuery call. So when the document's ready, I want to append the confirmation dialog to the body. So I'm just jamming a bunch of HTML into the document body. I then turn that. You'll notice that its ID is confirmed dialog, and I use a jQuery selector to turn that into a dialog using the dialog function from jQuery UI. I pass it a bunch of parameters, such as what I don't want it to open automatically, so start hidden. I want it to be modal. I want it to have an overlay, which is a black overlay, which is half opaque. And I've got two buttons, OK and cancel, and here's the function definitions, the anonymous functions that I'm going to call when those buttons are clicked. I then add a click handler to all hrefs that are to all ahrefs that do not reference, so this is not an ahref pointing to a JavaScript function. So when an ahref, in other words, a link to another page is clicked, I prevent the default event and I pop up, I open my dialog, and as an option, I pass it the href of the anchor that was clicked. If the OK button is clicked, then I grab that option and use it to set the window location right here. If the cancel button's clicked, then I just close the dialog without doing anything. So that is all that it takes to enable the jQuery UI dialog. The vast majority of the dialog is just calling this dialog function and then calling open. If I had set auto open to true, which is the default, or just not specified it at all, calling dialog would have popped that dialog up immediately. Now let's actually see that in action. We're logged in as an administrator. We're going to edit this page, which takes us to the SkuTrain Wiki edit page. I am going to click on main page, and you'll see I've got that half opacity background that just kind of fades the rest of the page out, brings our attention to this confirmation dialog. I haven't done anything special with the dialog, so I can drag it around. If I didn't want it draggable, there are options to set that make it non-draggable. It's also resizable. Once again, if I didn't want it resizable, I could change that option easily. If I click cancel, I stay on the page. If I click away again and click OK, I navigate successfully back to my main page. So that's all it takes to incorporate a much richer dialogue into your website that fits in with the overall theme.